you can relate, I'm sure. But anyway, we thought it would be so much fun and so useful to talk to somebody who can help us get that cleaning done and get that house looking great, but do it in an environmentally sensitive and healthy way. And Caroline Blazovsky is our guest. She is president of My Healthy Home in New Jersey, and she's a national healthy home expert. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Hello, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for being with us.
You're making it exciting. I was so looking forward to telling everyone about how to have a healthy home for the holidays. And you hit right on it that everybody has to be cleaning before the company comes and after, right?
And this is perfect timing on your part. So it's all working out beautifully. What's the most important thing to remember when you're trying to do this, when you're trying to clean the house and you want it to be as perfect as possible? But you want to do it responsibly. Excuse me.
Well, let's start with, I've got three things that I think everybody should sort of keep in their cupboard. And I think what's really great is during the holidays especially, we have needs for these things more so than we do, you know, at different times of the year. So we're going to start off with vinegar, because everybody knows vinegar is the greatest cleaning agent. And you've probably heard people talk about vinegar all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
So I kind of want to talk a little bit, go into depth about why it works the way it does and why it's so wonderful as a product. Vinegar works as an acid, which people probably all understand. And when we go back to that old chemistry class, remember the pH scale?
Mm-hmm.
And we have that 0 to 14 pH scale. Well, vinegar kind of sits at the end of that scale. And it's an acid, where on the other side you have your basics. And what happens is when we use vinegar to clean, it actually creates a habitat for bacteria that it likes. So, for example, bacteria, we know when it's in our house, has an environment it loves. Food, water, and temperature, just like people do. So when we change those factors around, we can actually get rid of it, and we can get rid of it naturally using vinegar. And I think it just has an amazing, it's more amazing than people realize. And we know that vinegar can kill 99% of bacteria and 80% of mold and 80% of viruses.
Wow.
It makes it a really great product.
And we're just talking simple white vinegar.
Simple white vinegar. Perfect.
Wow. And it's so...
That's the best
The
part.
Money you could save on products.
So the reasons for using vinegar are multitude. It's inexpensive, it's easy to access, and it does a great job at doing what we want to do, is thoroughly cleaning. And you can use it on your, for example, like your cutting board when you're cutting meats. It's really mm-hmm. great. I always rinse my cutting board off and sort of clean it thoroughly, and that kills a lot of the bacteria that we have to worry about that can be, you know, foodborne and cause us illnesses and things of that nature. So it's a great product in that capacity. You can use it on your flooring, hardwood floors. You can use it on your windows. And what I recommend is just either get a spray bottle, and you can dilute it, either 50% vinegar, 50% water, if you want to cut the vinegar, you know, that real kind of pungent smell. If you don't mind, it dissipates within, you know, a half hour to an hour anyway. So you can use it straight. I do all my hardwood floors. I do the windows. I do my desk, which is all glass. Kitchen cabinets, you name it.
Now, when you say you do hardwood floors, I'm assuming that you have to, you mean hardwood floors that have been sealed, rather than hardwood floors that are waxed.
Right, like a hard with a polyurethane.
Right,
coating.
Right. Okay, because so, there's very, very different ways of cleaning a waxed hardwood floors.
Correct. So if you would, I use it on mine. I've got a natural based finish on mine, which mm-hmm. is a water based finish. So I use it to clean my floors, and you can put just a cup of water in with it, and it's fine. And actually, when I went to the hardwood people, because we use a lot of different types of woods, like Brazilian cherry wood and things that we recommend for our clients, they really recommend using vinegar, which I never even knew. You know, it was something that I had always done to help remove bacteria and things of that nature, but they recommended it as a great product to use as well.
Well, my producer, Naomi, wanted to know, and I'm sure she's not the only one. She says she doesn't like the smell of vinegar. Is there any way of getting rid of it? I know what I do, but I'm curious to see what the expert says.
No, I mean, I just tell my clients to dilute it as much as possible with water if they really don't like.
And plus, once it evaporates, it goes away anyhow.
Right, but some people don't like it, so then I say you've got to use alternative cleaning products, which there are tons. What does she recommend as far as vinegar? Does she to get rid of the smell, or she doesn't use it just because she?
Do you not grab the mic? See, I'm embarrassing her. She's blushing all kinds of pink now. I'm one of those horrible people who uses bleach.
Oh, bad girl.
Okay, why is bleach so bad?
And that's a great segment into our second product. The problem with bleach is, as an indoor air quality person, okay, so I recommend bleach for certain instances. The problem with bleach is that, one, you're using something that has chlorine in it, which also releases toxins into the environment. The other thing is, a lot of people have sensitivities to bleach. You can develop allergies, you can develop asthma, you can develop reactions to it, it can burn your fingers. It's a very harsh product, and along with it comes other things that you need to be aware of, as we call material safety data sheets. So it's not the most benign product to use. So in certain applications, I would recommend it for clients, okay? But what I would recommend in her case, if she really is looking for something as bleach alternative that's also safer, she wants to look into what we call oxy products. And you've probably heard of a ton of people talking about an oxy product. And there's oxy, you know, blah, blah, blah. And what that means is that it contains sodium percarbonate. And sodium percarbonate is a granular substance that's more environmentally compatible than, say, something like chlorine. And when it breaks down into water and oxygen and soda ash. So it's much more benign. And then the wonderful thing about sodium percarbonate is that it also has natural cleaning, bleaching, and stain removal capabilities built into it. So it's really great at taking out those hard-to-get-to stains. Like, for example, if you're having people over for Thanksgiving and they decide they're going to put wine on your table by accident,
right.
You can get it out of your tablecloth. Or if the kids are over and you've got nieces and nephews and grandchildren who spill soda on the carpet, this is a wonderful product. It works great, too, if you want to put it in a steamer and extract it. It does great spot cleaning. It's phenomenal for decks outside. If you want to power wash your deck with it, you can
use
it for tablecloths and clothing. It's very safe, and it really removes the stains properly. And now people have come, and they will say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't remove it as well. What you really have to look at is when you're purchasing a sodium percarbonate, and that's P-E-R, carbonate. Mm-hmm. People confuse it with bicarbonate. Sodium percarbonate, you're purchasing a product with it in it, you want to make sure that it has 80 to 90% sodium percarbonate versus a 25 to 50%. What people don't realize is certain brands put less in, so that makes it obviously less effective.
Absolutely.
So this would be really good for her because...
There you go, Naomi.
She needs to be trying to be a little bit more environmentally friendly, healthier for her.
Yep.
My biggest concern is that I want something to be healthy. Just because something's green or not green doesn't mean that it's healthy. So we have to look at the health first and then look at the products that come after it.
Caroline Blazowski is my guest, president of My Healthy Home, and she's a national healthy home expert. We're talking about great alternatives to standard cleaning products because these are one of the days. If you didn't take off from work today to clean up, maybe you had a very productive weekend. Lane in Nashville's back with us. Hey, Lane.
Hi, I'm so surprised. This is one of the best days.
Ah, thanks.
Because you're talking about vinegar. I just picked up my mom from Milwaukee because we're having Thanksgiving together, but she knows I am such a proponent of vinegar and water for everything. I even have a wild bird, and I clean her cage with vinegar and water, but I clean everything, the bathroom, the kitchen. And I suggest if the white vinegar is too strong for somebody, use the apple cider vinegar. That works too, and there's a sweeter fragrance to that after it starts to dissipate.
Oh, wow.
No, that's good. Yep, that's a good alternative, too.
Yeah, it's a little more expensive, but maybe just use that in the key areas that you hang around in your kitchen and things like that. But can I tell you one other thing, Carrie?
Sure.
I had a fungal toe infection that I could not get rid of, and I didn't want to go on Lamisil and those kind of products.
Right.
So every morning when I put on my makeup, I put my foot and soaked it in one-third vinegar to two-thirds water consistently for a month, and it grew out healthy tissue and totally got rid of the fungal infection. I've been wanting to share that tip.
Well, I'm so glad you did. I'm very glad you did, Lane. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome. Vinegar is wonderful. And even drinking apple cider vinegar is so great for your health.
A lot of people say that, yeah. And we'll talk about that as well. Thanks again. We're having a great conversation with Caroline Blazovsky, who is president of My Healthy Home. My Healthy Feet is also a topic, apparently, we're talking about today. But if you have any suggestions, do you use vinegar as a cleaning product? What about these Oxy products? Do you find that they're a better alternative to regular chlorine bleach? We've got tons more to talk about, and your phone calls are an integral part of our show at 866-675-6675. I'm Carrie Nolan, and this is Living Today on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112. I'm Carrie Nolan. This is Living Today. Thanks so much for being with us. 866-675-6675 is the number. And did you spend most of your weekend cleaning? I know I spent a good chunk of mine taking care of it. It'll just be nice not to have to think about it for a while, you know? You do the regular sort of sweeping and mopping and all of that stuff, but that really deep pile cleaning, yeah, that's done for a little while. But there are ways of doing it that are healthy, both for the environment and for your lungs and your skin and your eyes. There are plenty of alternatives to those harsh chemical cleansers. And Caroline Blazovsky is here. She is president of My Healthy Home, and she's a healthy home expert. And we're delighted that she's here. She's given us some great suggestions already, including using vinegar in various dilutions for everything from cleaning hardwood floors to windows to cleaning the bathroom. Let's talk a little bit, if we could, about keeping pollutants out of the house. You've got some tips about entryways.
Okay, well, you know, I just want to touch, too, on why it's really important to use these natural products.
Sure.
These healthy products.
Absolutely.
And what people don't realize is that, as an indoor air quality specialist, we look a lot in homes for what we call volatile organic chemicals. And these are what comes off sprays and commercial cleaning products and, oh, you name it. Can't think of anything else. New furniture and
right.
Any kind of chemical you're bringing into the home or anything produces what we call a VOC. And when we measure these as indoor air quality professionals, we're trying to look to see where these numbers are stacking up, so what we call a total VOC count.
Okay.
And when these numbers get too high, the reason people should be using less VOCs is because we start to see people with symptoms like drowsiness, eye and respiratory irritation, just general malaise, headaches, nausea, allergy symptoms, respiratory symptoms. So these things are not good for our bodies and for us. So the more that we can reduce these levels by using either natural cleaning products or switching over to natural candles, fragrances, the better and healthier we'll be. So I think it's important for people to understand that we're trying to reduce these amounts. It's not that you don't have to use them. It's let's not overload our system with chemicals. If we can reduce them in certain capacities, why not do it?
Absolutely. It makes perfect sense to me. I'm looking at the clock now. We've only got a minute left. Let's talk about some basic overviews. You've told us the why. You've told us about vinegar and Oxy products. Let's talk about real quickly things like doormats and mudroom suggestions.
Perfect time of year to put a mat outside your door. As a welcome mat for decoration, it serves two purposes. It allows people to walk across that mat, and what that does, it removes all the indoor contaminants that can possibly be on their shoes. And those can be things like pesticide. It can be soil microorganisms from people walking through the grass and the leaves. It can be petroleum product from cars and gas and oil. You walk around in a multitude of places, so it's really important to take your shoes off when you come into a house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I that's the first thing we do in my family is take our shoes off.
It's the best. And using that mat outside creates a venue where a lot of that stuff can be removed. Another place to put a mat is right inside the door. So it's a two-step process, one outside, a welcome mat, and one inside. And then you can ask people when they come into your home, if you don't feel comfortable having them take off their shoes, you can say, how about some booties? How about some, you know, you can put turkeys and all kinds of.
And I'm afraid that's where we've got to leave it, Caroline. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
And you'll come back and see us again.
I'd love to. And I just want to say thank you for having me, and I'd like to express my sincere condolences to Martha and her family.
Oh, thank you so much. Caroline Blazovsky, president of My Healthy Home in...